This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Our next guest joining us is Nicole Bateman from the Economic Development Corporation of Decatur and Macon County. Happy Friday to you. I have to take you back to last Friday and the interview that we did with Josh. I don't think either of us was expecting what we got. What were your thoughts, your impressions when we were done with that interview? I was just stunned, I think.
I was too. You know, I knew kind of going into it a little bit about his I knew the middle portion of his pathway, the middle and the last part, right, where he got connected with Workforce Investment Solutions and then did some further training with Richland and the Enrich and Industrial Skills Program there, and then was employed at Fuyao. That's all I knew, right? But that's what we're looking for. We want to tell these success stories of people that have taken advantage of these opportunities in the community. But what I wasn't prepared for and what I didn't know was what brought him to those opportunities in the first place, which was the Crossing Healthcare Center and the Rehabilitation Center, which, again, it was such a, I think, a full circle moment. And, you know, I think I feel fortunate in having those too. And I know obviously you did because you worked on those programs and that that campus from the beginning. And so to see that he is the exact case study of why all of these programs are working together and why it's important that we continue to connect and collaborate, because it is making a difference in somebody's life, and not just his life, the life of his children, the life of his parents, the life of, you know, all of his comrades there at the center. I mean, everybody's benefiting, and it was just such a great story. It took me by a complete surprise, but really it was an awesome way to end the week.
Well, you can watch that video. You can go to nowdecatur.com and just go to the jobs section. And right there, you can go to careersdecatur.com. You can find out about all the opportunities. I think for me, the lesson was one of humility in my own head. You know, we spend so much time focused on the can't do sort of attitude, or people upset about X, Y, or Z, or people who have opportunities or don't want other opportunities. And this guy, during a pandemic, after a dozen years of drug and alcohol addiction, pulled his life together when everyone was complaining about everything, and literally through the help of all these programs you just mentioned, changed his life.
Mm-hmm. I know. We really don't have much to complain about, do we? It really put things into perspective. And I thought, okay, here he is. And like you said, after a dozen, 17 years, I think it was, of addiction, and pulled it together, which is not easy to do, obviously. But again, he utilized the resources, and he kept, what I noticed mostly through the conversation was that he kept using the word support and loved. He felt support. You know, he felt support. He felt supported. He felt loved. He felt like he could actually do this. And, you know, that's a big part of, I think, you know, taking that next step and then continuing through a process, is to feel like you're supported all the way through it. And since his story has come out last week, I've received several emails from other groups, like Julie Pangrack at Project Read Plus. And she came out and said that she, you know, had worked with Josh, and that also, you know, all these other individuals that they have success stories for and all the work that they're doing. And then John Oliver posted another story yesterday about somebody who had reached out to him at Richland, just checking in to say, hey, I want to let you know, thank you again for the industrial skills program at Richland. I'm, you know, up for another promotion. And I think they're at Fuyao as well. Like, just all these, now I think people are excited to tell their stories and inspire others. And that's really what this entire Careers Decatur campaign is meant to be about, is not only to tell them about the resources that are available, but also that there are people in our community that are, you know, their lives are changing because of this. And so, you know, if somebody is even thinking about making a change, to let them know that other people have successfully done this and are serving as an inspiration to others.
No doubt about it. We're going to do, if not weekly, regular stories. There's so many pathways. I mean, I think that's the inspiring and hopeful thing for me at the end, that no matter where you're starting, at what point you're starting, there's a pathway for you.
There is. There's pathways, and there's the services out there to help you remove those barriers, because I think that's what people run into. You know, they have this plan. They're like, okay, I'm going to start, you know, X, Y, Z, but then they come into all these barriers and they don't know how to fix it themselves. And that's okay. They probably shouldn't know how to, but there are services out there that can do that. So we're going to, in upcoming podcasts, we're going to talk to Workforce Investment Solutions and talk about their one-stop shop, right, and lay out some scenarios. You know, if you didn't complete high school, here's all the things that they can do for you through these services to help you get on your way. We're also going to talk to Gabriella Bruner with Richland Community Colleges. She's a career and completion coach. So she is hands-on working with individuals in our community to support them and make sure they get through the programming. So there's, like we said, so many supporting services out there, but I think it's just been quiet and hidden and frankly overshadowed by the pandemic, like most things have, but these services have been here even pre-pandemic, but now I think they're probably needed more than ever. So that's why we want to put a real emphasis on it so that people can get back to work, because we certainly have the jobs available, over 1,000 jobs, actually. And I just had somebody email me last night, say, hey, we've got some more openings at our factory. How do we get these out there? You know, so, I mean, they're there. People just, they got to want it, and they got to want it for themselves, and people are going to be there to support them along the way.
Thank you for all your hard work in this, and I know it's an incredible collaboration. You can check out the video at NotDecatur.com. You can also go to CareersDecatur.com to see Josh's story. Nicole, have a great weekend. Enjoy the weather, and we'll talk to you next week when we do yet another video and a podcast of these success stories. Now, Nick, you watched the video, right?
Yes.
And?
It's unbelievable. And, you know, if I... Growing up and even into, I would say, my 30s or whatever, that story would have almost seemed unbelievable because I wasn't aware of all the different context of what was going on around me. And now that I have that context, it seems like this is something that I almost, not to belittle, I almost am going to expect these stories, like Nicole was saying, because we are our community has put in so much work to connect all these different dots. And people that, you know, good people that have had bad things happen or bad circumstances that go, hey, I'm not above working. I'm not above getting help, and I'm not above asking for help. Now they have somewhere to ask. And then that turns it. It's like awesome.
Or this pandemic has ruined the career they're in, you know,
right.
And we don't know what that might ever look like again for a lot of people, that there are other pathways and sometimes even more successful pathways, higher paying jobs, better jobs. And yet people think there's this divide they can't get across, you know, the bureaucracy, I think Nicole's exactly right about how to get through all mm-hmm. the hoops. And that's what Rocky and her crew are doing down there with Workforce Investment Solutions and their partnership with Richland. I mean, yeah, you're right. There's hundreds of these stories, but there are 1,000 jobs. So check it out at notdecatur.com. If you need some inspiration, watch Josh or listen to Josh in his own words.
Yeah, it's very touching, and it's empowering, and it's inspiring, and I love it. And I'm glad that organic sort of bubble came out of, you know, what could have been just a sort of here are the facts, ma'am, kind of interview, you know.
No doubt. Check it out.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.